Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yep. Welcome to Nightly Pop, a proudly solving the world's problems one bachelor scandal at a time. Hunter is back. You look snazzy.
Why do you say I'm back as if there was a chance I wouldn't be? Do you know something?
There might be conversations you're not part of. Jonathan, Jonathan Bennett is back with us.
I am back.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. Great to be here as always.
Well, let's get started, you guys. We are going to talk about Chris Harrison because he finally kicked off his apology tour after defending a racist sorority party that Rachel Kirkconnell was a part of and, you know, her love for the Confederate flag. He sat down with Michael Strahan to let the healing begin, or the excuses you can decide for yourself.
Why would you defend Rachel Kirkconnell?
I am an imperfect man. I made a mistake, and I own that. I am committed to the progress, not just for myself, also for the franchise. I'm sorry to Rachel Lindsay, and I'm sorry to the black community. Counsel, not cancel. And that is full accountability, understanding what you didn't understand.
So you are the right person to lead this franchise into the future you feel.
I plan to be back, and I want to be back. This interview is not the finish line.
Okay, so what do we think of the apology?
Pretty good for a racist. I'm kidding. I don't know. I think it felt very... I'm not saying that. It's just a joke. I do think it was like if you saw a movie, it was like a comedy about a guy who has to apologize for doing something dumb.
Right.
This was like the perfect, the pauses, the looking, the intense
stare.
It
was so well-timed, every movement.
Yeah.
I have my own experience with Chris Harrison that I haven't spoken about, but I interviewed him a couple of years ago on the red carpet. And I asked him jokingly, like, where's the Black Bachelor? You guys have had 30 seasons. And he told me, well, we haven't found a good candidate. And I said, in 30 seasons? You telling me you haven't met a good black man in 30 seasons on this show? Y'all have been on for years. I said, did you go to Atlanta? Did you go to Houston? Y'all check out Detroit?
The best part about all this is now if I ever date a girl who wants me to watch The Bachelor, I'll go... Not me. I'm not racist. And now I have an excuse not to watch that.
Yes, you do.
Also, with what Chris said to your comment when you interviewed him, that like, oh, we've done 30 seasons and we haven't found, you know, the right one or like a good one yet, meaning all the other 30 bachelors were great.
Right.
Like,
right.
All these other guys were just stand-up gentlemen.
You know, f*** him. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. All right, you guys, we got to move on. We're going to talk about Courtney's man, Travis Barker. He just opened up about their relationship. He was on Drew Barrymore's talk show, and she asked him for some relationship advice because she wanted to know if she should date someone with or without kids.
So I've done both, like, up until now. Like, I would, you know, like, date girls that didn't have kids, and I find it kind of hard because they would, I think they would have trouble understanding, like, well, why don't you want to go to dinner every night with me? Or why don't you want to see me every night? And now I'm, you know, spending time with a woman who's like a great mom, who's like a great friend. And I just, you don't have to worry about any of those things.
I didn't hear nothing he said with all them tattoos, child. I just wanted to lick the screen. Ooh! Yes, Travis. Well, none of us have children. So could you guys date someone with kids? Would you, like, really get invested in a relationship if you met someone and they had children already?
If the kid was awesome, yeah.
But if everybody thinks their kid is awesome.
Nah, but if she's toting around a loser, I ain't hanging around, you know? Kid better have a lot of friends, and they better be cool.
It wouldn't be a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
Like, I think when you have a kid, from what I've experienced with my friends having kids, clearly I don't have any, but it really does mature them and change them into a different type of person and almost brings out all the best qualities of the person, usually. And I feel like that's great to have in a partner.
And I think, you know, it also, I've dated guys with kids, and it depends on the relationship. You can tell, like, the good fathers from the Instagram fathers.
Right.
You know, there are people who wouldn't see their kids a lot, but then when they did, they would always just post them on Instagram. And I'm like, you ain't seen her in a month. But for some reason, only younger men seem to like me lately. So it hasn't been a problem. A lot of guys
I've been like, yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
I don't know what is going on, but men in their 20s, I've been like, I'm like, all the men that I've been meeting have been young, and none of them have kids. So I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Every DM she gets, it's like graduating from the Art Institute of Hollywood in 2 years.
Not that young, but they've been young. It's really crazy. I don't know what's up.
All right, you guys, speaking of relationships, Selena Gomez just released a new song called Selfish Love. Now, it is about making her lover jealous and enjoying it.
Now, she is singing in Spanish and in English. You guys take a listen. Do we think that it is fun to play games in a relationship to, like, I know you're engaged now, but when you were, like, trying to get your man, did you play a little gamey game?
Okay, I have a very strong stance on this. No, there are only games you can play in a relationship are Monopoly, Parcheesi, Uno.
Who is playing Parcheesi?
I like game of Parcheesi every now and then. It's fine. I like it. But I am so anti-games in a relationship that when I first met James, my publicist said, whatever you do, give it 3 days. You were coming on too strong.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, totally. I got it. I'm not gonna call him for like 3 days. We get home, I pick up my phone, immediately call him, and I said, would it be weird if I was coming back to the Grove to kiss you right now? Because I need to see
not
if
to
this,
kiss!
Yeah, because I need to see if this is real. And he said, no, that wouldn't be weird at all. I go, good, because I'm already driving. And I was driving my car, drove back to the Grove, walked right up to him. I go, we should just kiss, because I think this is what it is. Within like 4 hours of meeting, I go, this is it. I think I found my person. I want to kiss you right now, and we're going to know when we kiss if it's real.
Oh, I would have called the police on you.
Worked. Kiss, and now we're engaged, so.
Well, you know, you know.
Congratulations.
I would not give this advice there. Please don't meet a lady.
Don't do anything I ever say ever.
Hunter, don't do that.
Hunter, of all people that should not do that is Hunter.
Please don't.
I'm calling like jail. 5 or 6 people as soon as I'm off the show.
Well, and Twitter never forgets a thing, so remember that before you tweet. Anthony Mackie's past is coming back to haunt him a little bit. He made an appearance on Wendy Williams. Now, this was back in 2015, and his opinions on gender roles are pissing a lot of people off in 2021.
You and I have something in common. You believe, in a lot of cases, that men and women have roles.
Oh, yeah.
I do believe that if he wants a sandwich...
Then make daddy a sandwich.
Most of the time.
No. Let me ask you this. Well, okay, let me ask you this. If me and you out, and somebody say something slick to you...
You punch him in the face.
You want me to smack him in his mouth, right?
That's right.
So if I take you on a date, and I say, look, baby, we gonna go Dutch.
No.
Exactly. If we walking up to the car and I don't open your car door, what do you say?
Open the door.
You better believe it.
Yeah, no, I am with you. I think
so. You make daddy a sandwich.
I think
that audience really flipped sides. They were not happy in the beginning, and then they heard him do a little bit of talking, and they're like, I would love to make father a sandwich. It's like he's prepping for his role of Captain America, but it's 1945. I personally think in a relationship, you shouldn't expect anybody or ask anybody to do anything just because of a gender role or because of any role. Like, even in a relationship, you find yourselves in roles. Someone ends up doing the laundry all the time. You don't, like, capitalize on that and say, hey, do the laundry. If they want to do it, they'll do it. If they don't want to do it, they won't. But you should want to make a sandwich for your partner regardless, men, women, whatever. Right. Just be nice.
I think it's more about doing something that makes your partner happy or helps with their comfort, as opposed to because you're the man, this is the stuff you have to do, because I'm the woman, or, you know, because we're in these roles together, this is what I have to do for you. Yeah. Because I think there are people that they're families that I know where the woman is the breadwinner. So does that mean that the man needs to make her sandwich as soon as she comes in? You know, sometimes, you know, if that's what she wants, if that's what, I just feel like it's about being a good partner, not every man wants the same thing. So, you know, that's what he wants. And if his partner agrees to it, fine.
What if I asked you, I said,
no,
Nina, you texted me last night out of the blue. Did you not?
What did I say?
Yeah, that's right. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with me or you.
She said, does Papa want a little Sammy? I'll cut the crust off.
We gotta take a break. I hate him. Coming up, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes a side chick's baby.
Oh,
just got real is next.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. Now, sometimes our favorite reality shows are very messed up, so there is only one thing to say about it. Just got real. Yeah. Woo! All right, so things are going from bad to worse on Married at First Sight. Remember Chris? The douchey guy who got his ex-fiance pregnant. He told his wife that he wasn't attracted to her. Remember all of that? So he's not done with making bad choices. He decided that they should all have a sit-down together and talk it out.
I do appreciate you coming and talking to me. I'm at peace with the whole situation.
It's a tough situation for everyone, so I'm glad that you're in a good headspace.
Yeah.
Be quiet. You don't have anything to say?
I'm irritated. I've been nothing but honest and respectful towards her, and I don't feel like the respect is being reciprocated at this point. So I think this has been an amazing conversation. That's it.
I'm sorry that you are dragged into this as well.
I know I'm supposed to ask y'all a question, but that guy. This guy is delusional. This is verbal abuse, and he is a narcissist. And he needs to go. He shouldn't even have a platform, to be honest with you. This is disgusting.
That is how every man in a Zara suit acts.
He is disgusting. And there's nothing more than someone who is a complete trying to appear as a gentleman. Like, you're not fooling anybody.
How does he think this is going to end?
And also, what does she owe him? You have somebody else pregnant. You are married to me. You are consistently rude and inconsiderate. How am I supposed to be respectful of you or have, I don't owe you that. I don't, you know, she doesn't owe him any type of respect. He has a grimy situation coming up. This is trashy. You have another woman pregnant while you're married to me. It's a hard situation to watch, but I hope old girl who's married to him watches it back and realizes what she deserves. This is cringe worthy.
Yeah.
All right, guys, talk about 90 Day Fiancé love games, because it's supposed to be a friendly competition. But you gotta tell that to exes Colt and Larissa. They lost their damn minds before the game even started.
Larissa, you block people because they follow my cat Cookie Dough's Instagram. You block people because they follow G Baby Bunny.
I block people, Snooki, that has any relation to them. I block it because I don't want any kind of involvement.
You brought my cat on Instagram.
You have an enemy that is larger than Richard Nixon. You need to lay off.
Well, I believe I'm not loving based on my account of followers and my candles. They hated like Coach that he had less followers than me.
You know what, Larissa? I was going to not comment on your look, but honestly, hey, Larissa.
I'm going to not record this.
I'm going to say something. Hey, Larissa, I was going to comment on your look, but you know what? You look like a sex doll from Wish.com.
Shut up.
Larissa, sit down.
I don't want second towel out here.
Sit down.
I'm not going, no.
sit down.
She started it.
Mom coming in at the last second.
Just solid.
Teammate. This was an argument. But okay, so let's talk about arguing if somebody blocked you. What is the argument here? She blocked you. What's the problem?
She's blocking people who follow his, like, his fan account.
So
or
what?
His cat's account.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it. Like, let her block whoever she wants.
Yeah, that's what, I don't know why they're mad. They don't like her. So why do they care who she's blocking? That's not odd to anybody.
And they're exes, right?
That's the
point. Like, block everyone that's friends with your ex, too. You don't usually just block your ex if you don't get along with them. You block their friends, their family. Like, that's just what comes with the territory. This is what I've heard.
I don't block. I've only blocked.
You don't believe
blocked,
in
like,
blocking.
Two people in my entire life.
Yeah. No. It's I'm blockity block. Welcome to the block party. Blockhead, blockity, block, block, block.
Really?
Absolutely.
I'd love to see Nina's block list. It's probably
absolutely
longer than her followers.
I don't care. I've seen people like stuff that I've been offended by. They get blocked.
Wow.
All right, you guys, enough of reality TV because we have to get into our comments section. So earlier this week, we talked about how I don't save a guy's number in my phone unless I'm sure that it's going to be really serious. If you missed my explanation, here it is. For me, if I really like a guy, I don't save his number in my phone.
Really?
Because I feel like as soon as I save this motherfucker's name, he does some stupid soon as I save it, he does something to make me delete him completely. But as it turns out, I am not alone. I thought I was one of the few that did that, but so many of you guys commented. So we wanted to share our favorites. So Miss Numya said, LMAO, I still don't have my husband's name in my phone. Which killed me. She said she hasn't saved her husband's name. She said, I don't care.
And she's verified, so this isn't like this isn't like a troll saying
no,
this.
No, she meant it, and she clarified another comment. She was like, I don't have his number saved. Miss Nini Baby wrote, I stopped saving numbers because they aren't serious 99% of the time anyway, but it's funny when they pop up again months later and I'm scrolling through our text thread trying to figure out who they are. That's a real thing.
I'm the opposite. Like, as soon as I get a number, I'm like, I save it. This one's from Tinder. This one's from Hinge.
What about you? Do you feel like saving a number do you have like any superstitions like that?
I saved James's number as my husband. Ooh. I think the first month or two that we met and we're starting to date.
This is the wrong guy to ask.
And my husband. So I'm like a weird person because then it's also like the secret. Like, you're secreting.
Was he the only person you did that with, or had you done that with a couple people?
No, he's the only one where I was like, this is, yeah.
Okay, so you had a vibe with him.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing, thinking about it as like an affirmation.
A manifest.
A manifestation. I would have saved someone in my phone as girl who's okay with friends with benefits.
You don't have anyone in your phone right now that you've recently gone on a date with that you saved their name?
No.
It's just like
their phone number. Yeah.
Hunter, whatever Hunter's number is.
Yeah. No, boo-boo, not Hunter's number. Hunter is saved.
As what?
Hunter March.
Okay.
Yeah, Hunter, first and last.
She saved in my phone as well, so we're even.
What am I saved as?
Nina March. Manifesting some
You are crazy. All right, you guys. We have to take another break on that note, but coming up, there goes the neighborhood is next.
Yikes.
Welcome back. Now, nobody wants a psycho living next door to them, but it is fun as hell hearing other people's crazy ass stories. So it is time for There Goes the Neighborhood. First up, a disappearing underwear. A woman ordered a package of panties and the delivery went missing. So she confronted the prime suspect.
My apartment complex is kind of confusing. So the Amazon delivery men always deliver it to the wrong apartment, but that's fine. They usually will take a picture of it and I could tell it was my neighbor's door. So I went up there and I asked him, did you happen to see my package? So he starts digging in his pockets and he's like, oh no, I don't have it. But like, why would you dig in your pockets for it? Basically, I'm pretty sure my neighbor stole my package of thongs and will not give it back to me.
First of all, I hate the word lacy thong. It just makes me like, ugh.
It does?
That's how gay I am. I'm like, just saying the word lacy, ugh, lacy, ugh, can't even say the word. Secondly, I know it's been a while for me, guys, but how big is a lacy thong? Because she's like, oh, it was a pretty big package.
Yeah, I mean,
how many lacy thongs come in a box?
What is he doing with them, you think?
I think there's like a perversion probably that guy has. It's like,
but But I thought the perversion was with once the woman wore them, not yeah. like with the clean pair.
No, it's every guys are gross. Guys.
Okay. Well, listen, you guys, it was a slow news day at CBS 13 in Sacramento, my hometown. Okay. Ooh. They actually sent out a reporter to cover neighbors fighting about skateboarding. There is a clear sign that things are going to get uglier.
I don't know what to do, so I put up the sign.
A sign that sends a loud and clear message from Raquel Davis to her West Sacramento neighbors. This neighborhood is full of Karens.
That's why I came to this, because I don't know what else to do. I don't know who's calling.
These folks moved in and has basically been the animal house in the neighborhood.
Davis telling CBS 13 her neighbors have called the cops on her kids three times in recent months. The reason, she tells me, is for her children skateboarding in front of their home.
It's like there's a park going on here. This is a neighborhood. It's not the park.
Whose side are we on here?
We're down the middle a little bit,
yeah,
I can tell.
Yeah.
As we get a little older.
Yes!
I'm like, I see that, like, my solution would be you can have a Sunday fun day with that, or like maybe even Saturdays and Sundays, but just during the week, a lot of people are working from home, they're on Zoom, they're doing all this stuff. I would be upset if kids were doing that on a cul-de-sac in my neighborhood.
Look at you. You are literally the grumpy old man. Yeah. Get off my lawn. Wow.
Those kids.
Wow. What? How you've changed in these last couple of years.
Yeah. I hate the sound of skateboarding. It's one of those things that just that the grinding of the rail, it gives me chills. But also, she put a sign up about there being too many Karens in the neighborhood, which is such a Karen move to do. It's the same playbook, just a different play.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a big on accountability. Girl, you got seven kids. Now, you know you just want them out the house. Like,
yeah.
She got to be a little give and take. Like, there's got to be a little neighborly love and a little respect on both sides.
Yeah. I think if the kids were like, wow, sick car, Mr. March, you're awesome. I'd be like, enjoy your skateboarding, you know? But if they just pretend I don't exist, I'm calling the f***ing cops on them.
We are out of time. Jonathan, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
We really enjoyed you this week. You guys, that is it for us. We will see you next week with all new shows. Make sure you set your DVRs.
Bye. Bye-bye.